You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Off we go with Flag Day, right? You gotta love a patriotic song. And we got them. Oh, we got them.
The music of the stars.
Something like a military march. Tell you what, hits that nail. Right on the head.
Patriotism gone out of fashion. We seem to think our patriotic days are dead. We used to sing of our homeland with passion, but now we seem to shy away from it instead. Time to hit the nail right on the head.
This is a great country, so let's shout it clear and loud.
Shout it clear.
Take a look in your history book and you'll see why we should be proud. Hats off to America, the home of the free and the brave. This is flag waving, do you know of a better flag to
if I told you that was Lawrence Welk, you folks who don't like the Lawrence Welk show, and there are many, let's be honest, his albums were pretty darn good. And that's from one of his albums. Little flag waving. This is Flag Day, and some thoughts along that line.
Thank you.
President Reagan had a radio address every Saturday. This is from Flag Day.
My fellow Americans, today we celebrate Flag Day, the birthday of our stars and stripes.
This is 20 years ago. Today.
Our nation's flag, we remember that the story of its early years was often one of hardship and trials, sometimes a fight for simple survival. Such is the story behind our Star-Spangled Banner. It was 2 years into the War of 1812 when America seemed to be teetering on the edge of defeat. The British had already taken our capital and burned the White House. Baltimore was the next target in a grand design to divide our forces and crush this newly independent nation of upstart colonies. All that stood between the British and Baltimore were the guns of Fort McHenry, blocking their entry into Baltimore Harbor. The British bombardment lasted for 25 hours. Through the dark hours of the night, the rockets fired and the bombs exploded, and a young American patriot named Key, held captive aboard a British ship, watched anxiously for some proof, some sign, that liberty would prevail. You can imagine his joy when the next morning in the dawn's early light he looked out and saw the banner still flying, a little tattered and torn, but still flying proudly above the ramparts. Fort McHenry and the brave men manning it had withstood the assault. Baltimore was saved. The United States, this great experiment in human freedom, as George Washington described it, would endure. Thinking back to those times, one realizes that our democracy is so strong because it was forged in the fires of adversity. In those dark days of the war, it must have been easy to give in to despair. But our forefathers were motivated by a cause beyond themselves. From the harsh winter of Valley Forge to the blazing night above Fort McHenry, those patriot soldiers were sustained by the ideals of human freedom. Through the hardships and the setbacks, they kept their eyes on that ideal and purpose, just as through the smoke of battle, they kept a lookout for the flag.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the God bless us.
Music of the Stars. We're on till high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mario Lanza from Raintree County. Johnny Green wrote this for Raintree County, 1957. Johnny Green. I think it was MGM's greatest. And there were plenty of greats for that Rolls Royce of studios, Metro Golden Mayer.
Or is there room for the artist, the author, the poet, the performer, the composer? At the time of our American Revolution, a gentleman named Francis Hopkinson was all of those things. He'd studied in England under painter Benjamin West, became proficient at portraits and engraving. His poetry, both humorous and serious, was widely published. A talented musician, Fran Hopkinson gave harpsichord performances. He composed. In fact, his was the first book of music published by an American composer. Well, let's see, what else? He served as chairman of the Continental Navy Board between 1776 and 1778. For 3 years afterward, he held the office of treasurer of loans. His creative contribution to the cause of freedom included revolutionary essays, terribly effective. You know, only once did he regret having used his creativity to benefit the nation. And here's why. In 1780, Hopkinson wrote a letter to the Board of Admiralty, reminding them of a particular service that he had performed as chairman, and considering it had been beyond the responsibilities of his position, he now asked that he be reimbursed. He wanted to be paid for it. For the Board of Admiralty referred Hopkinson's letter to Congress. Congress passed it along to the Board of the Treasury. Next thing you know, Hopkinson was being asked for more details, in the form of a specific bill. All right, said Fran, so he produced a second document, forwarded that to James Milligan, the Auditor General, who sent it to the commissioners on the Chamber of Accounts. You're keeping track of this, I hope. He returned it to the Auditor General with advice for payment, and he returned it to the Board of Treasury with his endorsement. And the Board of Treasury? No, as a matter of fact, they objected, on the grounds that no vouchers had been included with the bill, and demanded a new one be submitted. And now all that you've just heard was only the beginning, and all Fran wanted, a signer of our Declaration of Independence, all he wanted was to be paid for what he considered a significant service. Where, after all, did it get him? Get him a congressional investigation. And that turmoil continued for more than a year. There were summonses and reports and tentative conclusions, and there were reevaluations and more reports and another investigation and resignations and resolutions and more reports. And after all that was said and done, three things were apparent. Fran had indeed rendered the service he had claimed. Fran had enemies on the board of the Treasury. Where did that leave him? Here is where. Fran Hopkinson was never, ever going to be paid. You see, according to the board, the public was entitled to additional services now and then from government employees who already drew comfortable salaries. And just maybe, if Francis Hopkinson had been reimbursed for what he did, maybe we would have forgotten him. But as it happened, a seamstress named Betsy Ross absolutely, unjustifiably received credit for the accomplishment of artist Francis Hopkinson, which was the design of the American flag. And now you know the rest of the story.
Howdy, stranger. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yeah. Scratch my back.
Is that all?
Now, one other thing. Let's get a little action in this joint.
Okay, stranger, if that's the way you want it. Hold it, Jeff. Hey, Sam, send out the dancing girls. I'm shouting, I'm singing. Tonight I'll do some flinging. Time to stop the show.
I'm laughing, I'm humming, because I know what's coming. Things have been too slow, and now we'll make them go.
What a night, far away ending. My baby's more than willing to make the evening thrilling.
Things are right, far away ending. And I can tell you, you can count on me. I got the maid I'm dating, waiting patiently.
I'm sprucing up to loosen up and have a spree.
I'm for her.
I figure he's for me.
Tonight'll be a beauty. Yip-da-hootie, what a time to be tingling. I'll soon be flying higher than a kite. Because tonight's my night to have a wingding. There'll be real fine doings tonight. The maid I'm dating, waiting patiently.
I'm sprucing up to loosen up and have a spree. I'm for him.
I figure she is for me.
Tonight'll be a beauty.
Yip-da-hootie,
what a time.
What a time to be tingling. I'll soon be flying higher than a kite. Because tonight's my night to have a winging. There'll be real fine doings. We'll leave the town in ruins. Do what I do tonight.
Show's over, stranger. How'd you like it?
That's fine. Now, is there anything I can do for you?
Yeah. Scratch my back.
Here's Bob Hope and Jane Russell.
As the seeds of turmoil flowered and grew, the hastily assembled American army craved a banner they could call their own. To a certain Philadelphia seamstress came General George Washington one day in the icy winter of 1777.
Betsy? You in there, Betsy?
Who is it?
It's me, George.
Oh, boy. Come on in. Hey, hey, ever hear of wiping your feet?
How's that?
You're tracking snow all over my early American rug.
Oh, yeah, sorry. All right, let's get out of business now. Have you got it finished?
Your flag?
No, my jacket.
Yeah, but don't you want to see the flag?
The flag can wait. I got a man outside from Esquire.
All right, you want to slip it on?
Please.
Okay, here we go. Take a look in the mirror there.
Is that a darling blazer?
Yeah, darling.
Is it me?
It's you. Huh? Now, how about we check over the flag?
Wait a minute. You think the lace on the cuffs is too much?
No, it's fine.
You really like it?
I adore it. Now about...
I wonder if I should have had the silk brocade instead of the lace.
Lace, brocade.
Say, these antique military buttons worked out real nice, huh?
Well, I'm
glad... Or should I have taken the mother of pearl?
We've been all through this, George. You wouldn't want the mother of pearl. Once you had them on, you'd hate them.
Yeah, but on the other hand...
Look, I made you a spiffy little blazer there. You got the lace on the cuffs and the antique military buttons and the gold epaulettes and the emblem on the pocket.
All right.
Now, why don't you look at the flag, huh?
All right.
Just a minute. Let me bite the thread off here.
Well, snap it up. Spread it out in your lap there, and we'll... You having a little fun at your country's expense here? Huh?
How's that?
You're kidding with these colors? Red, white, and blue?
Well, those are the only remnants I had around
Wait a minute. Stars? I deliberately said polka dots.
Huh?
Stars with stripes? How does that work together, design-wise?
All right. You want to be the big man and put on the thimble, huh?
No, it's just...
Then how's about you let me run the flag department and you run the army like a nice father of our country, okay?
I know, but look at the colors you chose. The best you could do, I suppose. A peppermint stripe with royal blue, the same as the British colors, too. Now how will we tell whose side is who? Look at the colors you chose. Why couldn't it have been puce? Lavender over chartreuse, or possibly some exotic shade, the delicate orange mauve or jade, instead of the choice that has been made. Why couldn't it have been possibly cinnamon?
Everybody wants to be an art director. Everybody wants to call the shots.
Yeah, well.
Everybody wants to be a flag dissector, changing all my stars to polka dots. Everybody thinks that they're the final word on what is strictly out and what is in. How'd you like a banner made of pea green spots on simulated leopard skin? Or possibly a flag that features Fleur de Lis on ochre corrugated tin?
I'd like it. How soon can you make one up?
Come on, there's your flag. Take it or leave it.
All right. Say, what's this little ticket here that just fell out? Inspected by number 28.
That's me.
Oh, yeah.
You want it on a hanger?
No, I'll just... run it up the flagpole, see if anybody salutes.
Okay.
I guess it's better than don't tread on me.
Certainly. Besides, 100 years from now, what the heck difference will it make?
I guess you're right. Come on, man.
Grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or a brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears here, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way. 'Cause you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life.
life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way. 'Cause you're in love.
You're in love.
And love is here to stay.
Now, just up the street, different theater, another blockbuster show, and this time it's all done by one sophisticated lady. Here's her theme song.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather. Together keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather, I just can't get my poor self together. Keeps raining all the time.
Sometimes I can't help but wonder where I'd really be if all of the things I'm dreaming of really came to me. If I had everything I wanted and nothing to be wishing for, no hopes, no dreams, no plans, no schemes, what would I be living for? 'Cause everybody needs a rainbow, a little something to believe in, a little something to be working for, just over the horizon. Everybody needs a rainbow, giving everything a rainbow.
No matter who you are, high or low, everybody needs your rainbow. Sometimes when I'm losing, I feel so down and out, but I rebound, 'cause you know I found that's what life is all about. If everything just came easy, then we'd never know it when we'd won. You can be what you want to be, but getting there is half the fun. 'Cause everybody needs a rainbow, a little something to believe in, a little something to be working for, just over the horizon. Everybody needs a rainbow, giving everything a reason. No matter who you are, high or low, everybody needs a rainbow. Everybody needs a rainbow, a little something to believe in, a little something to be working for, just over the horizon. Everybody needs a rainbow, giving everything a reason. No matter who you are, high or low, everybody needs a rainbow.
George Burns got a Grammy for that. The Music of the Stars. Here's Ken Nordine.
There should be a set of setting up exercises for the imagination, a way to strengthen that muscle in the mind that lets us dream while we're awake. Here's what you could do. After the dark that you make for yourself of this squared up cube, simply by closing your eyes, you wait to see where the inner light will take you. At first, there is nothing, only the feeling that you have turned off one light and stand, as it were, in a corridor of black, impatient for another light to go on. And then somewhere behind your closed lids it begins. The images come to light slowly, almost imperceptibly, and your eyes open to a new geography, a world within a world, and you move by standing still, since all things pass by you. You look down now from some dizzy up, where the crowds of raindrops bump and jostle and make ready to fall in a thing called cloud. A liquid door opens and invites you in. You sit down in a globe of warped rainbows. Before you can adjust yourself, you are riding with raindrops through the glistening air, blinded by silver and sun. Now the colors break from everywhere, and you are bathed in red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, all flashing one against the other. And below, coming up to greet you, the arms of the grass. You break apart on the open hand of green. But there is only a delicious joy in you as you watch part of your former self deluge the laboring ant, while another part of you rolls head over heels in love with the long, curving loveliness of the green blade that bends under your weight. doors of chlorophyll open, and you walk quietly from cell to cell, a maze of warmth that changes your watery identity, and you have become a small member of an organization called a small blade of grass. You've forgotten where the other part of you that washed the ant is now. You see for the first time the bright green sun shining through at the edge of a dark green cloud shape in the big green above. Now walking across you and all your cellmates, the ant, the wet stranger.
I walk around heavy-hearted and sad.
Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad.
Rain pouring down,
blinding every hope I had.
This pittering, pattering, beating and splattering drives me mad.
Love.
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 Just too much for me. Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Since my gal and I ain't together, it's raining all the time.
Life is bad. Gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather.
I just can't get my poor self together. So weary all the time, all the time.
Since he went away, all the blues walked in and met me.
If she stays away, old rocking chair's gonna get me.
All I do is pray that the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather.
Since my gal and I ain't together,
keeps raining all the time.
Yeah. All the time.
Keeps raining all the
time.
Ooh, keeps raining all the time.
Stand by for news on NBC. The music of the stars will continue.
Don't know why.
I've got something on a birthday. The guy who had the number one record of all time. And you never heard of him.
All the time.
When we come back after NBC News.
Since he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.